Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hour of Power and the Hour for Power show with Dr. Cappuccino. Some say, okay, Dr. Cappuccino, sure. No, this show in the airwaves and everything from heaven, below, and around the universe is God's. It belongs to God. It belongs to God. And that's why I'm so happy that you're here today to join in on the Dr. Cappuccino Alpha Power Show. You know what we do first? We thank God first, but we offer a word of prayer. So let's bow our heads and look heavenly for the prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you. We're here again. You woke us up one more time. And it was for a purpose. It wasn't to get up and eat and drink and run to and fro, but it's to proclaim your word and your name before mankind. And we thank you for that opportunity. What else is there to do? We've done it all. And here we sit. Here we stand. Here we lay. Here we repose ourselves to hear word from on high. That's why we're up. That's why we're here to listen. There's soul-saving power in your word. Now dispense it. Give it to us. What else are we living for? But to praise you and to lift up your holy name and to sing a new song in whatever tone. But thank you, God, for the words of wisdom that you're going to put out there on the table. You're going to throw down heavy this morning because we need you. In Jesus' name, we need you. Hallelujah. Good morning again. The topic for today is my life is in ruins and there seems to be no way out. What can I do? Help. I have messed up. This is what some are saying. I have become a poor pilgrim of sorrow. I've lost all that I have and had and hope to have. And God seems to have left me all alone and in ruins here on earth. The whole world has gone crazy. And me too. I am not sure I can carry on. Life is not worth living like this. If these are your thoughts, take heed. Help is on the way. Hold on a little longer. Don't do nothing your loved ones might regret. This morning you're going to hear 7 ways to live for today and for tomorrow. And you're going to hear who needs you the most. You're going to hear about the God person whose heart is just as sad as yours and who broke down and sent his son, his only son, so that you might have a portion in the tree of life. You're going to hear how he is standing and waiting for you to return to him in spirit and in truth. And to show the world that his son still lives. This is really a must-hear show now for all who are in despair and who seemingly have said, you know what, forget it. I'm out of here. I'm up and I'm out of here. Well, hallelujah to the name of God. I'm going to start off right now with way one. With way one. Listen, if you're hearing the sound of my voice, that means that God has a purpose for your life. If you're up breathing, if you're walking around, you might not have a dime in the bank, might not have that home up there on the hill, might not want to have anything but a hit this morning. I got news for you. There's some kind of a purpose going on in your life. But God is calling you to sit down and listen. He's saying, hey, slow down, pull over to the curb and stop and listen. From eons of time, I had you in mind. My son had you in mind when he gave his life there on Golgotha. There's no reason to feel like there's no way out. Because if you got in the first place, you know there's a way out. But the way out is a way that is a way that is pleasing to God. So first things first. Way number one, God and God alone. I'm going to say it again, God and God alone. You didn't ask to come here, and you feel you don't want to stay here. But because God and God alone now is going to become your first and foremost focus, He's going to add purpose to your life. You might say, well, you know what? I don't believe that. I don't believe that there's a way out for me because I've begged God, I've prayed to God, I've done some good things that God has said in His Word that I should be doing. I haven't went out and killed three people last night. I haven't laid with four or five mates in the past 24 hours. Come on now, come on. Tell me what you're talking about. Show me. It's all about God. You might have thought, okay, you know, I've been born and, you know, I've done a few things, you know. Hey, life ain't really all that bad, but it ain't that good either. Hey, you know what? I got a few dollars in my pocket. It's not about that. It's not about that. God has purposed you into the world of men. If you're walking about, talking about, there's a mission there that you need to go to God and God alone and say, God, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm thinking of taking my own life. Now, if you're so big and bad and you're a God of all these promises, people keep talking about, do you know Jesus? Have you met the man that walked on water? Then you've got to help me walk on mine. It's got to be about God. And not you. You've already had a chance to prove who you are. And look at you. Look at you. Barely hanging on. But now it's your turn to go to God and say, God, it's about you and you alone. Help me. Help me. Everything I have has just fallen away. Everything I had is gone. Help me. I can't serve you if you don't. I can't go about talking about you if you don't. It's on you now, man. It's on you, God. It's on you. If my life is not worth living, hey, God, it's about you. It's on you. You made me. You created me. You know all about me. Now step up to the plate. It's all about you now. Help me to realize that. Number two, self-love. A lot of us are going about putting on all these fine clothes, these expensive shoes. Expensive jewelry, a walking fraud. A walking fraud. Nothing but a fraud. Wishing you were somebody else. Wishing you were somewhere else. Wishing you could eat something else. Wishing you could have someone else. A fraud. A fake and a fraud. Ask God, help me cut that out. Help me cut it out. I've got to live for you. It's number two, living for God. Step number two, calling God out on His word and His promise. Step number two, knowing that He is. Knowing that He is. Knowing that He is. Calling Him out. Step number three, that's part of loving self. Because when you love yourself, you're going to get to the bottom of a problem. And if your life is in ruins, that's a problem. People that love themselves, They have a tendency to look out for themselves first so they can stay strong for the next man that might be falling. And that goes into step number three. Who have you helped? You're thinking about killing your next door neighbor? Thinking about that next hit? Maybe thinking about a bank robbery? Who knows? Bank heist? Who knows? But a person that loves themselves and that puts themselves right next to God in the best way he or she knows how, that draws His attention. Because if you don't love yourself, you're going to mess up. You're going to start losing things. People are going to start taking things away from you. People are going to want to stay away from you. God Himself is a God of peace and wonder and holiness. So a person that loves themselves has a desire to get holy, get next to holiness, get next to that holy God. So that's the other step. Loving yourself might not be all that I can be or look like all that I should look like. Might be big and fat, big feet, corns on every feet, misshapen body, eyesight gone bad, hearing gone bad, taste buds done left, eating all that sugar. That's right. When you get a certain age, the taste buds don't react as they did in the 20s. So it takes you 50 teaspoons of sugar to get a taste of one. Hey, all these things might be going in your life. But when a person loves themselves, they get up off that bed and that couch and they start taking care of themselves. It's hard. Taking care of the body human, that's hard work. But loving yourself. When you love yourself, you're going to draw loving conditions. You're going to draw loving circumstances. You're going to draw people that love themselves and that want to reach out and help others. That's part of the golden rule. It really is. Loving others as you love yourself. And it's others that's going to also be used by God to come to your rescue. So if you're laying around talking about who you hate, who you're going to take revenge on, oh yeah, your life is in ruins. You're calling in a ruination to your soul, your body, your life, your surroundings, your family. So we're going to practice self-love. I'm going to move on to number four. Number four, stop thinking the thoughts that don't serve you. You were created in a magnificent way. Therefore, every thought of yours should be how to get better, how to live better, how to walk better, how to act better. If you start thinking good, godly thoughts, thoughts of wealth and prosperity, might not have a penny right now, might not have a penny at all. But if you just excuse that thought and you start your quoting, God is with me. God is by my side. God is on the way. God is here. He's made it. He's heard my cry. God is. God first. God will. God has promised. If you start rehearsing in your mind the goodness of God, he's going to give you some of his goodness. That's why your life is in ruins. That's why you want to take your own life. Because perhaps you don't have what you thought you had. You're not living the life that you thought you'd live. You think you've made a lot of mistakes that God can undo. Yes, he can. It's not about you. It's really about the first pair, Adam and Eve. They messed up. Here we are, still looking around the throne because of their mistakes. But God took care of that. The Bible says he sent his only son. So, okay, we got a fresh start. We got a new start. We got a makeover. I don't care if you're in prison. I don't care if you've been thrown in a dungeon of your own making. I don't care if mom and dad has turned their back on you. I don't care if your wife has cursed you out and thrown you out, told you don't come back. If you do, this is what I'm going to do. It's not about that this morning. It's about you. It's about you tapping into that supreme source that's known as God. He said, come to me, return to me, and I will return to you. There's nothing so bad that he can't turn around. There's no mistake that you have made that he can't undo. There's no person, thing, or being that he can't call into your life on your pathway. That's my son, help him. That's my son, give him a break. Miracle after miracle still abound. But some of us don't see them because we're running too fast. So if our life is in ruins, we don't know if we want to go on. We don't know if it's even worth it. Sit down on God. Say, God, listen. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going to move, not going to get up, not going to sit back down till you come to my rescue. I've made up my mind, hallelujah, that I'm going to go for God because it's about you and you alone. I made up my mind that I was created. I was born into existence to call on your holy name. I don't care what the world might say or think. What I read is what I read. What I have read is what I have read. What you have said is what you have said. Can't undo that. I can tear the pages out and look at one or two chapters that might kind of sort of be to my liking. But we can't change what you've already said. We can run, but we can't hide. Cannot change that. Wages of sin is death. Cannot change that. His edict for man and woman, I can't change that. I can be a fool and try, but I'm going to bring the curse of every illness, known and unknown to man, on my own soul. I'm going to bring the curse of my existence on my own soul. I'm going to bring a curse on my body. I'm going to bring a curse against healing. I'm going to bring a curse against money. You know what? Might have money today, but you keep walking against God. Keep walking against God. Oh, yeah, you're going to wish you were dead, and you can't die in a minute. In a minute, you're going to throw your silver and gold wherever it will land. You're going to throw it away. When the doctor lean over you and your money won't do any good, you're going to wish for a moment like this. You're going to wish for a chance like this because it's your opportunity to say, God, I've tried to make a fool out of you and it has not worked. I've dressed up my sinful body, my sinful nature. It hasn't worked. Hasn't worked. Has not worked. I've called you out. Now you're getting ready to call me into death. I've called you out. I've tried to overstep you and your word. I've called you out. I've disrespected you. I've called you out. Now, oh my goodness, you know there can only be one winner in this. The Bible says God is laughing. He's laughing. He's laughing in derision at the sons of men. It's your chance now. Next step, you've got to ask God for forgiveness. You've got to say, God, I've tried to make a fool out of you and I've led others astray. That's why my life is in ruins. That's why I don't seem to have a way out, because I've been leading wrongfully by example. Everything I thought I was big enough to do, I've been running around town doing it, sitting in fine restaurants, thinking I'm somebody, running up on the elevator to the 40-whatever floor, thinking I'm somebody, walking about like I'm God, you God, you God, knowing that 70 or 80 is all I got. So big and so bad. Can't extend your life. You're trying with everything you have. It's not working. It's not working. It's not working. That's why your life is in ruins. Might not be a show to a shadowy world, but you know internally it is. Person you're sleeping with tonight may not be able to find him or her tomorrow. Person you're laying down with today may try and kill you tomorrow. May not do it with a gun, but when you wake up and your eyeballs is all bloody, you'll know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you're sure headed for ruin now, and all the money won't help. Next step, we've got to tell God, this is it. This is it. I'm really this time going to live my life as an example to your will and way. Ain't got nothing no way. Done lost most of everything I have. Got to cheat, lie, to hold on to what little I think I still have. The Bible says don't envy the rich and wealthy, because there's a judgment on the way. My, my, my. Said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter in. I want you to listen next week, not on this show, but from a newsletter standpoint, on why it is best not to marry a rich man. Women, please look for that newsletter. Why it is best not to marry a rich man. You're courting ruin. Hallelujah. But now, since we've heard from God, let's talk about him himself. God is just as sad as you are. Created mankind for a purpose, and they're steeped in wickedness. Genesis said he felt sad and hurt at his heart that he had even created man. Disrespectful, lawless, wicked, bloody race. Says there's none that doeth good. No, not one. What is he thinking? He had purpose and plan in mind. He said, I'm going to put you in this garden. Out of everything, out of every tree that you can eat from. You see that one there, Buster? Do no, no. Don't touch that. Well, Adam the man walking around, sad with his head between his legs. Yes, I said that. God said, uh-oh. It's not good for him to be alone. Here Eve appears, eons away. And because she was something that God created to ward off loneliness and a man walking as one, he said, here is your helper, your helpmate. Adam was in charge then. He was in charge before she was created, but he slipped and fell. He took her word and some advice. And now look, you see some men doing the same thing. A slave to a woman's reproductive organ. A slave. A bloody slave. Hallelujah. Messed up for all of us. But because God sent his son, Christ Jesus, down through 42 generations to walk amongst mean men and to go all the way to Calvary to die a torturous death, naked. Oh, to die naked. He could have came down. He could have changed his mind. He could have said, you know what? Miss me with this. I'm out of here. But he went all the way because he knew if he had not, he knew there would be no way back to the Father. He loved the Father, and the Father loved him. But the Word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that all who might believe should live for an eternity, stepped out of human flesh into glory, into an eternity. It's not God's fault. Don't you know he's sad too? Looking at his creatures from high, looking from high to below, seeing them drug-ridden, murderous, unfaithful, beast-like. How do you think he feels? How do you think he feels? Who would give their son for a no good neighbor? Who would give their son for a wretched, double-dealing, fraudulent boss? Who would give their son for a woman who might not prove faithful? God is just as sad. He can't commit suicide. Where would you be then? Have you thought about that? Don't think that. What if God wanted to commit suicide? What if he threw up his hands and said, this is it? What if he scolded his son and said, what a fool you were. What a fool I was. But because you still live, you need to be feeling sorry for God. You need to be feeling sorry for the one who has been just vilified through generations. Who's had to sit and watch murderous tribes and kingdoms come and go, knowing there was no chance outside of his son and the redemption power. How do you think he feels? How do you think he feels? Wipe the entire nation, a world covered by water, 8 souls floating on the sea of judgment. Gave us all another chance. Wiped them out. Gave us another chance. Sooner than soon, earth filled with violence all over again. How do you think he feels? You think he can commit suicide? Do you think he's sitting and looking very low, saying, you know, ain't none of them no good. I can't stand none of them. And look at what you did. Gave your life. Something like this. You've got to hold on. You got to side with the God of the universe. You've sided with everything else. Your dope haven't worked. Fornication hasn't worked. Adultery hasn't worked. Lying tongue has not worked. Beast-like manner has never worked. No wonder your life is in ruins. And there seems to be nowhere, but there is a way out. Jesus had a way out. He took the death route out so that you could stand and have a chance. He took the way out. He took the death way out. But you're not asked to do that. Oh, no, no, no. One man has already died for your salvation. You owe it to him to get up, lift yourself up out of them ruins. Get on up, skeleton and all. Get on up. That's the last step, get on up. You done laid down too long. You done led by your circumstances and not by the word of God. Get on up. Get on up. Tell your spouse, I'm getting up out of here. I'm getting up out of here. I'm not going to tell you you're no good, but I'm getting up out of here. Tell your mother, I'm getting out of here. I didn't listen to you to my damnation. I'm out of here. Get on up. Just get on up. Get on up where you're at. Show God you're ready to stand for him. You done stood for the junkie. You done stood for the dope man. You done stood the test of time for all evil. You've given evil a chance. You bowed down to evil. You've worshipped evil. Ain't done you no good. May be dead tomorrow. It's not going to rescue you from the pangs of death. Bible says it's appointed, hallelujah, for every man to cross on over. But before that day, you can get on up. Show God you mean business about your life. Fan your hand towards your ruin. Say, look at this. I can't go for you now if you leave me like this. I can't go and tell the world that your son lived and he died. And he's now sitting on your right hand. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to perpetuate my personal fraud as this life example. Clean me up. Help me up. But you've got to make up in your own mind, I'm going to get on up. I've been everywhere, and evil has followed me to almost my doom. Look at me, God. You made some promises, and I'm going to call them in. You said, if I return to you, you're going to come back to me. My life is in ruins, and there seems to be no way out. What can I do? Help me, God, to get on up. Get on up out of sin and a wretched life of living outside of your will and your way. Help me to get on up and tell the world, I don't want any more of your phony, bogus bill of goods. You can't sell me that mess anymore because I've gone to God and I've asked him to help me to get on up. Get on up. I don't have to talk like I've talked. I don't have to act like I've acted because, God, if you help me to get on up, I'm yours. Whatever you need me to do, I'm going to do. I don't have time to sit and read 66 books, but I got time to listen to you. I've got time for you to turn my life around. I've got time for you to give me one more chance. You've given me a whole lot, but the biggie, the big one, one more time, I'm asking you for that. And I know you're going to clean me up. Yes, my life is in ruins. By my own doing, I didn't know any better. But get me on up. Teach me, lead me, show me. Every day of my life that's left, it's going to be about you. My friends, just get on up. Get on up in front of the demon, hell-bent spirit. Just get on up. Thank you for tuning in to the Hour for Power Dr. Cappuccino Show. Hallelujah. Bless God. See you next week. Same station, same time. Go on out and lead a victorious life. But you got to get on up first. Get up. You can do it. Thank you.